Hello, this is Ellen Dahlke, here to welcome you and assure you that you are a beloved member of this New Covenant community. Please consider this service an opportunity to be exactly yourself before our loving God, who wants to be in your presence in relationship with you. It's Pentecost Sunday, the day when we remember how the Holy Spirit lit up Jesus' students with all the languages of the world and sent them out to tell everybody the good news that God, that goodness and life and love can and will and have already won out over death and the seemingly endless systems and cycles of violence. I remember last year's Pentecost service being particularly moving, and for a long time afterward, I got really comfortable, I think we did collectively as well, in the posture of asking God to pour out the gifts we should use to do our part in co-creating God's new reality here on earth, here in Champaign-Urbana. But if I'm being honest, somewhere over the course of this last year, some serious impatience has settled into me. I'm personally ready to understand why God called me back here from California. I'm anxious for some clarity. We want to know what to do with our building during the week. So I resonated with an image of emergence shared by the author of the book that I'm reading called The Quaking of America, An Embodied Guide to Navigating Our Nation's Upheaval and Racial Reckoning by Resmaa Menakem. He writes, "Perhaps you've heard of the biology term imaginal cells or sleeping cells. These are the cells that transmute a caterpillar into a butterfly, and more generally, many types of insects from one stage of growth to another. These cells bear some similarities to the stem cells in human embryos, which have the potential to divide into any type of cell in the human body. As a caterpillar ages, it spins a chrysalis or molts into a chrysalis. Once it is surrounded by the chrysalis, it dissolves into a soupy mush. Out of this soupy mush grows a butterfly that contains the same DNA as the caterpillar. The caterpillar contained imaginal cells when it hatched from an egg, but those cells do not become profoundly activated until the caterpillar dissolves. The imaginal cells multiply and they connect with one another, forming clusters. They start to resonate with the same frequency and communicate in the same language, passing information backwards and forwards until there is a tipping point when they stop acting as individual separate cells and instead become a multiple-celled organism, a butterfly. Every new moment in our lives is like an imaginal cell, a fresh encounter with the cosmos containing immense potential. Each of us can also be an imaginal cell within the human collective." That's the end of the quote. One of the coolest things about God, I think, is the way nature is full of patterns, clues for learning how life thrives, exist all around us, if we can hold on, get attuned to one another and the ecosystem we're part of, and participate in the unfolding of the mystery in the fullness of time. Sometimes we may experience Pentecostal moments like the rush of receiving an unexpected, perfect gift that makes us feel known and loved and excited for a specific purpose. And maybe sometimes receiving the Holy Spirit feels more like a slow emergence of patterns moved forward by the transformative source of life. I'm not sure. Glad we have each other to help figure it out. So welcome to this week's service.